In the Rockies and Pacific Northwest, folks anxiously anticipate huckleberry season. All about the tasty treat today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the free health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-790-9836. That's 1-800-790-9836. Call 1-800-790-9836.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, June 5th, the 157th day of the year. Author Ken Follett and musician Kenny G share a birthday. In a few weeks, berry foragers will be on the hunt for an elusive huckleberry. Often mistaken for blueberries, huckleberries are somewhat sweeter than their blueberry cousins, with a distinctively different flavor. Native to the Intermountain region and Pacific Northwest, huckleberries aren't grown commercially, so picking your own or finding a roadside stand is the only way to get them. If you find a good huckleberry patch, grab as many as you can. They freeze well and are terrific sprinkled on pancakes, in cereal, baked in a pie, or whipped into a milkshake. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and check out our collection of recipes at almanac.com.